Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
Hey guys, welcome back to another DL Gaming Podcast. I'm here with Bobby and Chad. And Chad decided that he's going to take over the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell us anything that he's going to be doing. So we're just going off the cuff here. I think he wants to ESPN this motherfucker. So we'll see where we're at.
We got segments, we got highlights.
The only segments replays. We're keeping are highlights and lowlights and the wrap-up, pretty much. Everything else, Chad's taking over. And so I'll give it over to him.
Yeah. So this is a special podcast. Not only am I hosting this one, we also have a live studio audience this time. So if you hear giggles or female voices, that's where they're coming from. It's also a special podcast because we actually have AC this week. So we are...
Yeah, so no echo plus cooling.
Yeah.
At the same time.
So we're comfortable.
So basically the best of Bobby and our place at the same time, except for Bobby's place is clean.
Yeah. All right, we're going to kick this off. We're going to play a little Mad Libs. We're going to start this off with a Mad Libs.
Okay, why don't you refresh your memory?
Okay, I'm gonna give you guys a description. You guys answer me. And then once you guys lay them all out, I'm going to tell the little story.
So wait, you're going to say like noun or verb,
yeah,
or adjective.
Exactly.
And then we're going to give you one. Okay.
So it's going to be nice and simple. These are short. Wow. So the first one up is a name, preferably one of us three. Just because it's going to be funnier that way.
Okay.
Give me a name.
We should do one of our listeners, actually.
Okay. Give us a listener.
Clown Lotion.
You Clown Lotion. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then I need a game.
Rocket League.
Rocket League. Okay. I need a noun.
Potato.
Potato.
Okay.
I need another noun.
Cash.
Cash. I need a verb.
Fucking.
I need an emotion.
Oh. Bobby, go ahead. The guy with no emotion.
Regret. Okay. I got like it. I need another...
I need
another verb.
I said regret.
I need another verb.
Running.
Okay. And I need one more noun.
You gotta get creative with these. One more noun?
Yeah.
Flamingo.
Flamingo. I like it. All right. Here we go. Clown Lotion was playing his favorite game, Rocket League, using his brand new potato peripheral. All of a sudden, his character fell into cash and was fucked. This made Clown Lotion regretful, so he ran his new peripheral against the flamingo.
It didn't quite work, but I liked it at the beginning. Peripheral, for ladies, is something that you control a game with, so...
Yeah.
So,
it was a potato.
He's holding a potato.
It was a
connected
potato
to his computer. So that's the funniest part of that one. Is there another one?
I do have another one.
Let's run through it.
Do you want to do another one?
All right, let's do one more.
All right, I need another name.
Bobby hates everything.
Yeah, he does. Quickly, name.
Are we doing a viewer again?
Yeah,
whatever. Or a listener?
Whatever you want.
Who is our? Who's the winner?
Crad Notchop was also on my stream lately.
All right, Crad.
All right, Crad.
I need a game.
Mount your friends.
Mount your friends. All right, I need a body part.
Oh, Wang. Obviously.
Wang. All right. Okay. We already went there. We need an adjective.
Growing. Oh, no, wait.
An adjective?
Large.
Okay. Maybe something with more than one syllable. I don't know. We can get creative here. Yeah, all right, go ahead. Go for it.
Go ahead, Bob. You got the next two or three.
I need a verb.
Chastise.
Wow, you're killing me.
Yeah,
I got to write this down.
I'm trying to make this very hard for you.
All right. Hold on. I need a number.
Pi.
Whoa. Point whatever.
All right, here
three
we go.
Something.
I made this one short because
okay.
We got to move on to the next one. Last time, Crad No Trap. No Trap?
No yeah. Torp.
No Torp.
This Crad is fine.
Tried to play his his game, Not Your Friends, his wang got large. To stop it, he had to chastise his wang pi times.
Wow. Wow, that's really good.
All right.
Okay. Wow. All
right. All right, so now we're going to go into...
Wow. He basically whipped his dick into infinity, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Well, pi is 3.14.
Well, it goes on forever. Yeah.
You know, it's the circumference of a circle. Right.
Question the news.
This isn't math class, guys.
It is.
Okay, sorry.
Question the news. So I got a couple of news segments that we should go through. The first one on Kotaku, they had an article called 13 Steam Features You Probably Didn't Know About. So I'm going to go through a couple of them. I'm sure Bobby knows them all.
Bobby should email them about 26 you haven't heard about.
All right. The search bar on your friends list isn't just for people. You can also search for games and link up. You can search for a game, see who's playing it. Mm-hmm. It. For people that have more than 10 friends like Bobby.
What didn't work today was I tried to look for a tag, and it doesn't work. I did like local co-op in the search engine, and it doesn't work yet. There's click bars where you could do that, but anyway. It's limited.
So, if you have a friend who changes their Steam handle a lot, you can go into the profile and click the arrow, and you can see all the Steam names that they've gone by.
I've known that, yep.
Okay.
And that's only been like that for the last 7 years or so. And it's interesting to see people, if you click on the downward-facing arrow, who have no other names. They haven't changed name in the last 7 years.
Oh, and by the way...
I've never changed my name.
Remember, Jesus used to listen, and he... if you click on his...
You used to listen?
I haven't talked to him. Maybe he still listens, but I haven't talked to him in a long time. Anyway, his name is Jesus.
Yes, we actually have the Son of God.
The Son of God.
Listens to our podcast.
But if you click on his arrow, it doesn't seem like the Son of God anymore. Because it's all the most racist, like, inflammatory shit. And he has, like, 27. So he's obviously a professional troll, you know? And, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What else? Oh, I got a couple more. This one's going to disappoint Bobby. If he doesn't know. If you block a friend, the Steam friends tells them they're offline. However, if you check Steam groups and things of that like, they'll actually be able to see your real status. So even if you block somebody, it's supposed to show you offline everywhere for them, but it doesn't yet.
I don't think I've blocked anyone.
Oh, okay.
If I cock block a friend, I rise in status.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. At least for that night.
For that night.
Yeah.
Your e-penis gets bigger. You can hide games in your library. So if you go... to set category, you can actually you can mark the option to hide this game in my library.
Oh, this is good. I like that. Because there are games that I...
Yeah.
I have a whole area called...
Bobby can't
Will Not Play Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby. And that's... I would.
So go into all those games and you can just hide them.
Okay. I hate that... the worst part about Steam is you can't do this in groups. You can't just...
Highlight 10.
Yeah.
So if a friend changes their Steam name too much or whatever, you can actually give your friends nicknames for your Steam account.
Oh, yeah.
So if you click the triangle next to their name, you can select Add Nickname.
Yeah,
so
you've been Dickface for years.
Oh,
wow. I've known about this.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. You can actually make your screenshots uncompressed. There's an option under there. You can uncompress your screenshots so you can actually have good ones. And then... you can open the Steam store page in new windows if you click on your mouse wheel on a link. And it'll
Wait, what?
In the Steam store,
yeah.
If you click on the mouse wheel, it'll open that Steam page up in a new window instead of changing your window.
Which is good because...
yeah, that's something they added like a year, maybe 2 years ago, and they really needed to do that.
Well, I didn't know about this, so...
hitting back on Steam almost never worked. Like, you know when you're going through your suggested things, and if you click... past one, and are like, oh, I want to take a second look at that.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Restart Steam, get a new computer, it's fucked.
It's true.
For something so basic. I just want to go to the other one that you showed me.
Yeah. All right. Kotaku had a list of upcoming games through the end of the year, so I'm going to run through the list real quick, see what interests you guys have playing these games.
Okay.
Gotcha?
Are they all on the Wii U?
These are all PC specifically. Okay. September, Soma, Might and Magic 7, and Adrift. Any interest in playing any of those games? Adrift is interesting. That was the one that you're in space and you're the astronaut with the wreck around it and trying to figure out what happened. Remember that one? We talked about it several months ago.
I don't remember that one. And Might and Magic has always been one of these things that has been outside of my... I've never played a Might and Magic ever.
So, Ascension. What's that scary movie? Scary game you were just talking about?
Amnesia.
Amnesia, yeah, was free this weekend because Soma, which is by the same company, is coming out in September. So Soma is that scary game which you and I will probably not play, but Bobby probably will.
Yeah.
Okay, October. Transformers Devastation, Minecraft Story Mode, Witcher 3 Heart of Stone, Wasteland 2 Director's Cut, Guild Wars 2 Heart of Thorns, and Binding of Isaac Afterbirth. Obviously, there's a lot of games there that...
Afterbirth.
Afterbirth, Guild Wars 2 Heart of Thorns, I'm really interested in, and Witcher 3 Heart of Stone, the expansion for Witcher 3. Minecraft Story Mode, you have any interest in playing that?
None of us play Minecraft.
Yeah, I played Minecraft, but not to any great extent. But no, I have no interest.
I'm down for the Minecraft, though. I am definitely not. I am so for young people using their imaginations to build things.
It's crazy.
I think it's great.
Like on YouTube, like how much Minecraft
is huge
everywhere.
It's a whole thing. And let me just throw this out there. I think it's a younger player base, right? Yeah. And I don't think that them switching to Microsoft, like if it happened to us. If TF2 got picked up by Microsoft, we'd probably have an issue with it.
Yeah.
But since it happened to 15 to 18-year-olds, they probably don't care.
But listen to this. Minecraft Story Mode Episode 1 is on mobile, PC, PS3, PS4, Wii U, Xbox 360, and Xbox One.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like,
good.
That's more than I've seen for any other
game. That's what we're going to see more and more with Windows 10. Just all-encompassing things.
Yeah.
Just going to be on everything.
Yeah, but it is an Xbox game. I find it odd that it's a Microsoft game.
I think that's going to happen everywhere. I think every Xbox game... In 2016, every Xbox game is going to be a PC game and vice versa. And... No, I'm sorry. Just that way. That way and also mobile.
Yeah.
It's just... They're going for the world.
Yeah. But the thing is, they're trying to sell Xboxes. And if you put it on PC...
No. If they're giving... They're giving Windows 10 out for free.
Yeah.
So they're also trying to sell PCs.
That's true. All right. For November, we got Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Fallout 4, StarCraft 2, Legacy of the Void, Star Wars Battlefront, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, and The Sims 4.
Here's my plan. Going to wait for...
Fallout 4, obviously.
No. That's the thing. Star Wars. Baby, how good does Star Wars look?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars, right? Play that to my heart's content, and then wait a year or so until Fallout 4. All the mods are out. My first playthrough.
There's no way you're going to wait a year for Fallout 4.
I am, because I'm playing Star Wars the whole time.
All these spoilers are going to be out on the internet.
It's not about the story, Matt. Not for me.
How about you, Bobby?
The only thing I really care about is Star Wars and Overwatch, and they don't have a date for Overwatch yet. And I'm a little concerned that it's going to be like TF2. And that's not a bad thing, but if it is, it's not going to have the staying power that Heroes of the Storm has. You know, it's not going to be something that I'm drawn to be competitive at. You know, if it's just like something I can dip into, have some fun, play with some friends, like, yeah, I'll play that. But I'm not going to, I'm not going to be hooked on it.
Can we talk about the videos that we watched and how hype we were last week about watching these videos about Overwatch? Yeah. We had all Overwatch cocks last night or last week. We were all like,
we sat
there and watched. And Bobby had somewhere to go and just kept watching him and watching him, watching him. He's like, okay, guys, last one. Oh, who's the cowboy?
Yeah.
So we just like get Overwatch looks like TF2 in 2016.
Why are we talking about Overwatch? It's not coming out this year.
We don't know that. I'm pretty sure they said this year, though. Right?
After watching all those videos, I really got a TF2 vibe from it.
No, for sure. But if you can build your team and join a server as a team, how much better would that be?
Yeah, but how hard is it to get everyone on the same team in TF2?
You can't do it. That's what I'm saying. If there was some sort of...
Like a MOBA where you make your team.
You make your team and then you enter against other teams or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. If it had a more competitive edge to it and it wasn't just like, just dip in, have some fun, and shoot up some people, then
I might be more interested.
That's TF2's biggest problem is the problem it is to
get Well, it's get, a strength and a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, there's good
Well, how is it a strength, though?
Because it's fun. There's no commitment. You can go in, play for 10 minutes, and then go out.
But playing with your friends is ultimately... the most fun thing.
But sometimes it's sometimes fun to kill your friend, too. Like, even if you're on the opposite side and you're on Skype, it's hilarious sometimes.
Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, because when we play MOBAs and we lose, like, I'm like, Bob's an idiot. Chad's a retard. I'm the only one that did anything. And you guys are thinking the exact same thing.
I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking, damn, I suck at this game.
Depends on what MOBA we're playing.
Yeah.
But I find it odd that in November, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, StarCraft 2 expansion, and a Sims 4 expansion are coming out. All three of us, those are three of the most popular games around. All three of us have no interest in playing
them. I think StarCraft is, I know they have a following. I saw something that they had a big like tournament in South Korea and stuff, but good luck having a big tournament anywhere else. That thing is done.
Well, it's like, how old is that? Like 8 years? Like,
no. StarCraft 2?
How long?
4 years, maybe?
No, longer than that. StarCraft 2 came out in...
We could look it up. There's a
computer for that. But you know what? I want to mention, what is it? Enter the Void or Legacy of the Void? The expansion is coming out soon.
Legacy of the Void.
That's coming out. I think it's like $40. But right now, StarCraft, the base game, and also Heart of the Swarm are on sale for $10 each. I picked up Heart of the Swarm. I'll probably play it a little bit. I haven't played StarCraft 2 since it came out.
I can't play these games.
I can't either.
The single player is
great. I
don't
have the Twitch
action. I do not play these games competitive at all, versus, but I really do enjoy the single player.
I panic and...
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
The Sims. Have you guys ever played a Sims game?
Oh, yeah. Played a lot of them. You mean The Sims or Sims game?
The Sims.
Yeah, the first one I played quite a bit.
What other ones are there? Los Sims?
No, he
just means sim games. Like
Sim City, Sim Life.
I find it funny because The Sims was like a revolution in gaming, but I never picked that up. I have no interest in that game at all. That was like the start of casual gaming, I think. The Sims.
Yeah, probably. That's when Housewives started playing
the first video games. Ones that really got appeal with the female audience.
Yeah.
And all that. So I just have no interest in playing that game. But it seems like it's fun. All right, December just has a couple. Just Cause 3, Rainbow Six Siege, and Hitman are the only three coming out in December. I'm signed up for the closed beta for Siege 6, which is supposed to start next week. So I might be able to talk a little bit about Siege next week. We'll see.
About how you couldn't kill anybody and you got frustrated.
Yep, and got pissed.
Yeah.
And then I let Emilio play my account. All right, what else we got? There is an Easter egg in Heroes of the Storm that I thought was cool. In the new map, what's the map that has the two guys, the two like ancients fighting in the middle, and you got to protect them? There's a good side and a dark side.
Oh, that's not the newest map.
What map is that?
Guardians.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So in that map, there is a sword in kind of a case, and you can click on it a couple times. If you click on it enough, the sword pops out, and it's like Diablo, where you can try to pick it up. The sword like becomes activated, but every time you try to pick it up, it says the inventory's full. I just thought it was cool. And then at the end, if you do that Easter egg at the end, a gold goblin comes out when you beat the level or whatever. Which leads me to think, like, Easter eggs. Were there any particular...
You said this is in Heroes of the Storm?
Heroes of the Storm.
So when you beat the level, you mean like when you beat the other team?
When the shrine ends, the gold goblin pops out and steals some of the gold and comes back in.
Yeah, that's Battlefield of Eternity is the name of that map.
So you've never seen that happen?
No, and that map isn't really in heavy rotation right now. As much as I've been playing, like, that map comes up very, very seldom.
Are there any Easter eggs that you've seen in games that have been, like, really interesting to you guys, or really like spent time trying to find the Easter egg? I remember an old PS1 game. There was a certain button combination. It was like one of the reasons that the ESRB came around. You did a certain button combination, and like a naked girl walks across. But it's like 8-bit graphics, so it's like you can't really see.
Yeah, there was Nukem Style. There was something in God of War that if there was a certain way you did something, you could like have a threesome as opposed to like a regular girl. But like,
all the Easter eggs are sexual.
Yeah. But also, I don't know. I was thinking about this while I was playing Mad Max last week. So I was looking for these secrets, right? But secrets now are just a given. Like, the games are going to have, okay, there's health packs over here if you go around that one corner that nobody would ever thought of. But now it's almost, we're just trained to look in corners. Yeah. I can go halfway through a game that has no secrets and still be looking for secrets because I'm trained now.
Well, didn't you, what was that one, fear of women? What was that really crappy?
Gynophobia.
Yeah. Remember you were talking about that it had some original spots? It had some original spots to
yeah, like, on the ceiling. Yeah. Most games like, don't do that.
You have to actually be creative because gamers are going to fit.
They're natural. It's kind of like what we talked about a little. We touched on it a little bit. The maze creator always thinks the maze is easy.
Yep.
So he's like, oh, I'm going to put this right here. But gamers are just naturally going to go everywhere. I would rather go as a gamer where it doesn't look like I'm supposed to go first. All of us, right? This is just something we've learned to do.
Yeah.
But as far as Easter eggs, I feel like this is something maybe from the 90s and maybe early 2000s. And now it's just kind of like taken for granted because it's going to be on YouTube next day.
The other thing with Easter eggs is back in the day, there was like 5-10 people making a game. So they could put Easter eggs in. Now they got marketing and they got all sorts of like people behind it.
Right.
You know, you can't really just throw in whatever you want into a game anymore.
The only one that was really hidden, the last one that really like, oh, this is a big issue and it actually made news headlines, was the one for Arkham City where the calendar man on a certain day, if you talk to him on a certain calendar day in real life, he talked about things that he wouldn't regularly talk about.
Oh, really?
And he talks about some stuff about Arkham Knight
and
way ahead of time, but way after the Arkham City came out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like a year after Arkham City came out, he talked about Arkham Knight. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Very, very clever.
You guys know what the first Easter egg was, or what's usually credited as the first Easter egg?
He's got a little smirk. Obviously knows.
I didn't know this. All right, what is it?
If you read a... You guys didn't read Ready Player One, did you?
No.
Okay. That's a good book. You should check that out. But it's all about shit like that, the Easter eggs. But the first one, they say, is from an Atari game called Adventure. And they didn't give developers credit
in
that day. So the guy put his name in the game. And if you found it, you know, if you went through this secret way, you could find it. And you could see the name of the developer of the game. So it's kind of a way to give himself a little bit of credit.
I wonder what the first game that actually had credits. Remember? Because
pretty early on. I mean, even Super Mario had credits, right?
Did it?
Dude, Twitter is completely full of Mario Maker stuff.
Yeah, it's all over Twitch right now.
People love Mario Maker
right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. Who knew? Seems pretty simple, too.
So Counter-Strike had a patch that came out this week. It was a big patch. But the biggest thing that it did was update hitboxes. And the Counter-Strike community pretty much wholeheartedly has...
hated it?
Well, they've liked the fact that that they've updated these hitboxes. But the hitboxes require more processing. So people are hitting more latency and stuff because it's got to process these advanced hitboxes. But
my initial response is, that's fine. I mean, upgrade your shit.
It's crazy, though, the hitbox tweak. Like, this is what it was. Like, it looks like a block dude. And now they actually have their hitboxes actually...
Oh, round.
They're round, and they resemble... they also nerfed one of the most popular guns and all. None of us play Counter-Strike, right?
We should. I think we should do a whole week dedicated to, like, jumping in as noobs, playing as a three-man team.
It's one of the most popular games out there, so we should do our diligence on it.
Who owns Go?
I do not right now. It was on sale this week.
It's under $20 anyway. Right?
Well, it's always on G2A for real cheap. Yeah. I have CSGO. I played a little bit of it, but I haven't played it to the extent that most people have. And it is probably the most popular first-person shooter, or competitive one at least.
Yeah. Chad and I have put in a substantial amount of hours in just Counter-Strike's period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still couldn't get good at it, but I did put
a lot
of hours
in. I mean, it's a source engine. That game will run on pretty much anything. And it's really popular in, like, all over the world, you know, where people may not have very good computers or internet connections. So, you know, it's like League. It's one of those things that's just accessible to everyone. They got a huge surface area for that. So to update that would probably close out a few of those people.
Yeah. So crazy that going from squares to circles, you know, really slows things down. But yeah, circles are way more complex than squares.
Yep.
Circles are crazy, bro. Yeah.
So
many fucking circles, man.
Dota 2, there was a tournament this week, and I bring it up because the structuring for this Dota 2 tournament is really interesting, and I thought it was cool.
Is it by Steam?
No, it's a
by Valve?
It's a group called Moonduck. Okay. And I think they just started. They have a Twitch page that I think is the whole point of this thing. It's called a tournament elimination mode, and basically it's best of three, so they got, you know, eight teams or whatever. The games are best of three, but once a character is picked or banned,
done for the tournament. Interesting.
And then the final is best of five. So potentially, if it goes to the fifth game, they could be down to as little as 30 heroes.
So clever. I love it.
But I think it's cool because the meta of the game, like so every game,
yeah,
there's a small pool that everybody picks from, and you very rarely deviate from it.
In most tournaments, you see the same characters coming up.
Yeah, and so...
Who's playing in this tournament?
Complexity is... It's
so
not,
some big names are coming in.
It's not the top list, but it is. But it is
tournament worthy.
Yes, for sure. So,
I know after the international, I didn't bring it up because we had done Dota to death. But Team Secret, they didn't have a very good showing, and they pretty much took apart the entire team. I think S4 is still on it, but Arteezy is off the team, and he's onto a different team. There's a lot of changes.
Didn't Arteezy go back to the winning team? Isn't that what happened?
EG? No, I don't think he went back to Evil Geniuses.
I think they kicked out, I forget what the dude is, and put Arteezy back in, and there was some backlash there.
Sumail? I seriously doubt they
did. Not Sumail. A different guy.
Well, Sumail took his place. He was the mid...
I don't know, maybe.
Pretty sure nobody cares. Let's keep going.
All right. This next segment is called Two Truths and a Lie. This is the MSG5 episode.
This is how happy he is.
Yeah.
It's like first day in fifth grade, like we're playing Icebreakers.
Yeah. When Chet gets excited, he kind of gets way up here in the higher register up here. And
all right.
Okay.
Two truths and a lie. Everybody knows how this works?
No, I have no idea.
Everybody knows how this works?
No, never heard of it.
But I'm going to go over it anyways.
Oh, okay.
He says, I'm going to give you... Bobby, you want to explain it?
I mean, it's pretty easy. He says three things. Two of them are true. One of them's a lie.
You got to figure out which one's the lie. So I'm going to give you three
things. You're a lie,
Chad. I'm going to give you three things. Both of you guys can pick which one you think the lie is, and I will tell you the answer.
Cake better not be in this.
No, this is the Metal Gear Solid The Phantom Pain
Edition.
Nobody
better make
that
joke.
Okay.
Okay, so all of these are related to Metal Gear Solid 5. Ready?
Wait, all the way down?
Yeah.
Bob's never played it.
Metal Gear Solid 5?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little guess. All right. Two truths and a lie. All right. In Mission 20, you can find a recording playing a murder of the PT game, as Hideo Kojima also directed this game. That's their first one. Second one, the game celebrates your birthday. If you play on the day you put as your birthday in the beginning, you'll be told to return to base where you're greeted by a birthday party. And the third one, although Kiefer Sutherland was eventually cast as Venom Snake, the role was originally planned to go to Tom Cruise, who had to back out due to scheduling conflicts.
I'm going to say Tom Cruise is a lie
as well.
Okay. You guys are correct.
I don't think Tom Cruise would do voice acting for a video game.
You don't think so?
I don't think he would.
They had to play an older character, so they decided not to do the guy that normally plays Snake, so they ended up having to recast it, and they suggested using Kiefer, and Kiefer was up for it, so they went with it.
That's the worst name, by the way.
Yeah.
Kiefer? Jesus.
All right, here we go again. Here's the first one.
Can you imagine going to a party, and I was like, hey, yeah, my name's Emilio. I don't know, my name's Kiefer. What'd you say?
That's why when everyone
what
says
did you
his
just
name,
say to
his
me?
First and last name.
Kiefer.
But
wow.
Do we even know that's his real name?
What's like, that? Oh, this is the Kiefer of that door.
It might be his, like, stage name.
Yeah. Like, you would pick that on purpose.
True. All right. We're going to play this again.
Okay.
The development cost of MSG5 was $120 million and required them to sell 8 million copies of the game to break even. That's the first one. Second one. Hideo Kojima wanted to open the game with David Bowie's Diamond Dogs playing, but the rest of the team was against the idea, so it was eventually scrapped. And the third one, if you rescue Kojima in Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, he'll end up among your mother base roster.
I'm going to say the last one.
As well.
You guys are incorrect. You get him, and if you don't get him in Ground Zeroes, you can play a mission in Phantom Pain to get Hideo Kojima.
There's got to be David Bowie.
Correct answer is the first one. It was not $120 million to make. It was actually $80 million and requires 5 to 6 million copies to break even.
I had heard $100 million. So, yeah.
All right, last one for two truths and a dare. Or two truths and a lie.
We're all tied up here. This is it.
This is it.
We can't pick the same one.
All right, fair enough.
I go first, Bobby, because you picked. you went first two times in a row.
All right, here's the first one. Although he was responsible for countless deaths, Skullface only ever killed one person directly by shooting a child, a test subject, with his sawed-off lever-action rifle. That's the first one. Second one, Kojima alluded to the game possibly being too big to clear, adding that the game is 100 times that of Ground Zeroes. And the third one, regarding the Phantom Pain name, Kojima said, I want to kind of depict how you come back from war, and even if you make it back, you won't be able to make it back unscratched.
Two is the false.
What was the first one?
Skullface only kills one person directly, and it was the child with a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, I feel like the second one is the lie.
Yeah, too bad you can't pick that one. Bob, we just went over this.
You guys are correct. It's actually 200 times bigger than Ground Zeroes, not 100.
Well, wow. We need a tiebreaker. Let's whip them out, Bob. See how we do.
All right, that's all I got.
By the way, I'm making the girls laugh, or we're making the girls laugh. They're covering their mouths and laughing through their fingers several times. So don't think that we're not funny, guys. If you're laughing and they're not laughing, no, don't feel bad.
So that's all I got. So you want to get into highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, right. Sure. That was quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well done.
That was an ordeal.
Ordeal. Oh, geez, we barely made it through all of that.
Sure.
StarCraft II, Wings of Liberty, that came out 2010. That sounds about right. I thought it was a little earlier, but yeah.
Okay, five years ago.
Mm-hmm. What did you say initially? Eight years. Yeah, okay.
All right, so what have we been playing this week?
Yeah, what? Yeah. I've been talking a lot, so you guys talk.
Bobby and I played some Don't Starve Together. And I feel like Bobby enjoyed it a little bit more than I did. But I'm extrapolating that. It's a lot like Nightmare Before Christmas in their art style, but it's 2D. Mm-hmm. Imagine Nightmare Before Christmas if it was a 2D drawn art, kind of. And all you're doing is trying to survive.
It's a crafting survival game, though, right?
It's a crafting survival, yeah.
Cutting trees down and stuff like that.
Pretty much, yeah. Food, I mean, obviously, it's called Don't Starve. Food is the biggest concern. I thought that me just harvesting food nonstop and him trying to go down the tech tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now.
Don't Starve Together.
Well, I thought it was competitive. Like, you could fight each other.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I just took your Twinkie, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I thought if I just farmed the whole time and he did the tech tree, we'd be okay, but we kept falling behind, and, you know, as your mental state goes down, your brain goes down, you start hallucinating a little more, and, you know, you can't figure things out as quickly, I think. And so, the reason I didn't enjoy it so much is this underlying stress of always trying to feed yourself. It's tough, you know? It's hard to deal with that every single second of that game is like
it's like you in real life.
But for me it's for excess, not how I'm gonna stay alive, it's how I'm gonna stay fat.
Well, that's the main mechanic of the game, and I mean we didn't really play this a whole lot. I don't think we played it enough to really get a grasp on it, but my concern would be that eventually in the game when you get built up enough, then it's not really a threat. You have plenty of food, you have plenty of resources, and the game stops being a challenge,
but
it stops being fun. What?
You're guessing that.
I'm guessing that, but I have seen, someone was saying, we played with Clown Lotion. I think he said he was watching some people stream this, and they just had these huge empires built on their maps. I will say this, though, for a crafting survival game, I enjoyed it a lot more than the other ones. I think just the visual style of it made it a little more palatable than most of the other games. You know, when they try to do, first of all, it's 2D, which makes it very easy. You know, when they try to do these 3D models, like, the hitboxes are way off, you know.
Or you're like, works. You hit a tree 10 times and then it just disappears.
Yeah, yeah.
And we legitimately feared the night. We all feared the night. Like, night times, it's dusk, guys. Everybody come home quick, because you're going to die like that. And as you go on, like, second week, nightmare hands come in and try to put out your campfire.
Yeah, you have to have light, otherwise you're gonna
attack. It's not spooky, like, scary, but it is, like, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Kind of, like, creepy cool.
Yeah,
creepy
I mean, cool. I would, and I played a little bit of Don't Starve before they had Don't Starve Together, the cooperative one, and it is a lot better with other people. It is so much more enjoyable, and if other people were playing this, like, I would give this game another shot.
We should rename our podcast It's More Fun With People, because every game we talk about,
well, I think that's,
we say it's fun, but it's more fun with
everything's more fun with people. Anywhere from masturbation to an orgy. I mean, it just goes, every person you add just adds more fun. Are we in agreement, right?
I guess, yeah.
War, one person playing war, you know, he's just shooting, what is
himself?
He doing? Yeah, shooting himself. Face. Two people, gets a little more strategic, go all the way to 1,000 people.
You were doing better with the sex analogy.
I think we're trying too hard on the analogy.
So, Don't Starve sports. Together.
Okay, sports.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Don't bring up sports, you're the worst at it. So, Don't Starve Together, is this a free add-on to Don't Starve? If you have Don't Starve, do you get Don't Starve Together?
Yeah, it's kind of weird how they do it. If you had bought Don't Starve, then you get Don't Starve Together when they win. I think it's technically still in beta, but yeah, you do get it for free. Or I don't think you can buy just Don't Starve now. I think the game has become Don't Starve Together. It really needed...
So they just added multiplayer, and then now they've changed it. Okay. Yeah.
And the system for linking up with your friends is surprisingly easy. And you don't spend a lot of time running around a map trying to find each other just to get situated. Like, it's pretty just easy to get up and running right off the bat.
Cool.
Yeah.
Talk about Road to BlizzCon. I want to hear about it.
Road to BlizzCon. I mean, there's not a whole lot to talk about, really. It just got started today. It's going to be... Well, it actually will be over by the time this episode airs.
But this is Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah,
right?
Heroes of the Storm tournament, the North Americans... right now, they're playing kind of the preliminary matches, and then I guess the big tournament's going to be at BlizzCon.
So who's the top teams for Heroes of the Storm? Does C9 and the usual folks have teams for Heroes of the Storm?
Well, for the longest time, it was Tempo Storm, but it's looking like Cloud9 is looking very strong.
Are there any people we know?
No, you know, David Swinning actually knows a lot of people from Cloud9. I think he's buddies with them.
But it's not like Dota players that are playing this or anything like that?
It's got League a much smaller players? Scale. It's got a much smaller fan base, obviously. I was on the stream today, and they had 32,000 people watching about a couple hours in. Compare that to Dota 2, the internationals, you have about 180 to 200,000 watching. This is just on the English stream, so there's much more than that.
Yeah.
But that gives you an idea of a comparison between the two games. But yeah, it's pretty popular. They don't have as nice of a setup. They're doing it in Vegas right now, by the way. They don't have as nice of a setup as the international. But you know, they go all out with the announcers. A lot of fans there.
Are the announcers good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the commentators are good. They're doing a little bit of play by play. They got people hosting. Like they're doing. It's Blizzard. You know, they do a real classy job with everything that they do. It's a good show, and it's going on today and tomorrow. I'm going to be watching. I don't know if you guys will, but...
So when the podcast comes out, it's going to be done, though.
Yeah, yeah. But there will be more tournaments. But comparing this to the International again, or just Dota 2, Dota 2 is like 45 minutes an hour to a game, best 2 out of 3. With Heroes of the Storm, the games are like half that.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different to watch that as a viewer.
Are they
better or worse? Well, I guess there's a little more room for drama in a longer game, obviously. But
yeah.
There's a lot more room for boredom as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is a much faster-paced game. You get right into the action. And right off the bat, there's just first five fights. You know, things are crazy.
And is the map random? Like,
I think they get to choose the map. One team gets to choose the map, and the other team gets to pick first. There's like a trade-off somehow.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because, yeah, unlike many other MOBAs, Heroes of the Storm has different maps.
The other thing is, do they... Everybody's laughing at
They're laughing into their pillows about Chad's fucking... He can't handle his bodily functions.
It was a sneeze.
It's either snot coming out of his nose or sneezes coming... It's ridiculous. Although he does... What you guys hear is a whisper, maybe a sprinkling of what the real sneezes are. The real sneezes are earth-shattering sneezes.
Anyways, we're talking about Heroes of the Storm.
I wanted the girls to sit in so we could hear their laughing. They're covering... They're laughing into pillows.
No, it's fine. It's good. Do they run specialists in Heroes of the Storm?
Oh, yeah.
Competitive?
The composition of the teams has been interesting. I'm seeing a lot of double tanks. Really interesting.
Double tanks.
Yeah, and they do bans in this, which you don't even see in ranked. If you play ranked in Heroes, you can't do bans.
They don't have enough characters for
They don't
bans,
have a whole lot of characters, but...
They can do, like, ban, two maybe? Bans, maybe?
I think they do one.
Yeah, one would make sense.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
But the funniest thing about this is... I shouldn't even say the only funny thing about this, but the memorable thing about this is their sponsors. And it was so funny to hear the announcer say this. You know, they have the typical sponsors. Usually you see, like, computer hardware companies sponsor this. And at the beginning of all this, the announcers were like, all right, let's thank our sponsors, Gigabyte NVIDIA and Totino's Pizza Rolls. I was like, what, awesome. What the fuck?
Hey, they're getting smart. They know their audience.
Yeah, so like it's the whole time you're watching, you see like little Totino's Pizza Roll icon on the bottom left. Like,
that's dude, awesome.
We're going to start being sponsored by fucking Benadryl if he keeps sneezing. Hey, welcome back to our first sneeze-free podcast.
Yeah, Flonase. All
right. One sneeze. That's all it takes, huh? All right, what else do we play?
Emilio, you finished Mad Max?
I did. I broke it all down last week.
And you've been streaming also.
I was streaming. Nobody's watching, though. People weren't interested in this game. Fuck it, I was.
It's not a good game to watch on a stream.
Anything that has, like, story elements or spoilers. Yeah. I even, at the end... When I was getting towards the end, I said, final boss, spoilers, you know, don't watch. And so...
don't watch. I'm going to stream this.
Don't watch if you care about spoilers. but I was having a good time. Right around 60, 65% of the game done, I was getting kind of bored. It's getting repetitive, as something this big does. But at this point, I was so committed. I was like, I got to finish the game. And I am so glad I did, because... Last week I was talking about how simple the story was and there wasn't much to it. I wasn't emotionally invested into any of the characters. The last 15 minutes not just grabs you by the nuts, but like fucking holds on. And like, I was like, oh wow, there's some shit going on here. And it's really it. I wanted to bring it up as just kind of like a strategy for story. Almost every game preloads their story. What if you just stick it at the last 20 minutes? You got to have solid gameplay if you're going to do that. But
that's ballsy to do.
Yeah, it's super ballsy to do. And then, but if it works out, I mean, I'm not going to call this.
So what you're saying is the story was the bonus at the end.
Yes.
It was the dessert.
Yes, absolutely. And I didn't expect it. I had decided, okay, I'm going to beat this game. And in beating it, I also got the dessert,
nice.
Which was super nice. I mean, I want to put it in the running for the game of the year.
Okay.
For me, personally. But, Bob, you've been playing it a lot.
Yeah, I would definitely not give it game of the year. I think it's a good game, but that's as far as I'm going to go with this one. I feel like it's kind of... I watched Zero Punctuation. They did a review on it, and... He kind of said one of the things that I was thinking about this game, but of course he worded it much better.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's great. So good. Yahtzee with Zero Punctuation. Check out that on The Escapist. But he said sandbox games have kind of become the new first-person shooters in that every movie that comes out automatically gets a game release. And in the past, those have been first-person shooters or action games. And I remember I remember playing a game. I think it was when Wolverine came out, one of the Wolverine movies. And I remember thinking,
That was one of the games that the game was better than the movie?
Yeah, the game was good. And I remember playing it, and I'm like, yeah, this is actually really good. And that was when the 3D action brawler games were, like, popular. And those were, like, Iron Man. Like, any movie that came out would have a game release, and that was the format. But now it's like with Shadows of Mordor and with Mad Max, I feel like this is kind of becoming the standard, the sandbox.
Why is standard bad?
It's not bad, it's just not different. I mean, Shadow of Mordor, I think, was a better game on its release just because it did something different with the Nemesis system.
Right.
But, I mean, there's nothing new here.
But
I said that the first day, but I am having fun.
Going along with this... Day. It seems like also a trend is the games are coming out after the movie. Like, it used to be the game has to come out with the movie, so the game suffered because the development cycle wasn't long enough. And now it seems like people are like, okay, we have the IP, let's make it right, let's just make a game and bring it out. Because this came out, what, 3 months after the movie? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
And I think they're getting better with making games about movies because they're taking a little bit of creative license here. They're setting it in the environment of the movie, but it's not the movie. You know, if we were just playing through Mad Max, the movie, it wouldn't be exciting.
Under this new Disney, you know how we were talking about, like, everything under Star Wars banner has been good so
now
far?
That Disney took it off.
Hopefully anything under... Disney now is going to be good. Anything coming out, hopefully, because Disney video games have always been terrible. Lion King was fucking terrible. Like, every single one that came
Lion
out.
Lion King?
Which one?
I loved it.
Lion King on the Sega Genesis.
Fucking girls. That was a good last game. Time you're on the podcast. And fired.
They had some good games on the Sega. Lion King, I thought, was good. Aladdin.
I don't even remember this game, so I don't know what the hell.
Oh, Disney games that come out now
are... I can scratch and I can jump.
You played a Simba, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a 2D platformer type of game. But the ones that come out now, I mean, there's a ton of games, too. There's Tron 2, there's G-Force with the hamsters. I mean, there's all these, like... There's a Planes one, and there are all these half-assed games that have been released on Steam, and they charge quite a bit of money for them, too, which is funny, but they aren't... You can tell no effort went into that.
Movie games used to be just money grabs. Like, it was going to be the audience that was the movie. We're going to make a game. It's going to suck. And
starting
just,
with E.T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
But it's getting better. So that's good. So Sam and I. Sam is my girlfriend. Sammy, Samantha. We've been playing Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time. It has nothing to do with the word lovers. It just so happens that this game is lovey-dovey.
We talked about it last week a little
bit. Yeah, we did. But we've gotten into it, and the level design, Clown Lucian was talking about this. Every new world you go into, the level design is very clever. Like, they keep it fresh by coming up with these new things. First it was regular, then it was like water was incorporated, and then ice... And then ice was incorporated. But instead of just, like, burning it with a fire ray, which you don't have. There's no fire rays. They incorporated stars. And you need to bounce your shots off of stars to burn down their ice armor. And, man, did that add... It sounds easy, but it is not. Because you got to get the... It's like playing pool a little bit. You got to get the right angle to make sure that your reflections are going right into it.
And it also kills enemies with that bounce stuff.
It does, yeah. And how do you know that?
I was watching you play.
Yeah. And then
I guessed.
And we're on the fourth level, which I think is the last, maybe. It's getting really hard. We're getting caught into the orbits of stars, and you can't break the orbit. The only way to break the orbit is to shoot the star and cause a supernova, and you shoot out in the direction... And then that could cause all kind. You could either kill things if you have the shield in the wrong way or the right way, or you can run into asteroids. There's a lot to this game.
Is this a Double Fine game?
No, I don't.
I think
no,
it's I a think so. Scroll up. I think no, it's no. a
asteroid base.
Asteroid base.
Yeah, it's not a well known developer.
No, and I've talked to them several times, and they do not want to talk to us. But they give us a free copy, trying to give away on the stream. Watch us at dlgaming.net on Twitch, and, you know, I've been trying to give this game away. Actually, you know what? I've already decided I'm going to give it to somebody, but I'm going to be giving things away. We have a lot of beta keys for Gigantic.
Yep.
I'm going to be giving that away all next week, probably one a day. So it doesn't matter what threshold I hit. And congratulations, Clown Lotion. I'm going to give you a copy of this game. Because he's been there all day, every day, every day, watching me play.
Good.
If you have two people, fucking buy this game.
Well, this is strictly couch co-op, right?
Yeah.
You can't do it over the internet. And it wouldn't work over the internet because you want to yell at the other person. This almost broke us up. Like, I was yelling at her so much and she would get defensive. And then, you know, if your relationship...
That would be funny if a game called Lovers in a Dangerous...
Yeah, oh, yeah. It should be Breakups in a Dangerous Love Time. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it's dangerous. So.
Yeah.
You're warned.
A volatile relationship in a dangerous love time.
This reminds me of Pixel Junk Games. Do you guys know that developer?
Pixel Junk Eden.
They did like a cave shooter. I forget what it's called.
They had a lot of stuff on the PS4.
But it's very like bright and friendly looking.
Mm-hmm. A lot of neon.
Yeah. So that's
what the artistic direction.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, but it also sends massive amounts of bad guys at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although they're super cute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, the like little kitten that claws your face off.
Yeah. They've got underrelated games or similar games on the Steam page. They got Awesome Knots, man. Every time I see that, I'm like, I should play that game again.
Oh, I hated that game. That game was garbage.
Did you play with the controller? Because you don't want to do that.
I don't know what I played with, but I was terrible, whatever I played with.
Bobby, take it away.
Oh, I'm taking it away.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Her Story. I played that game. I talked about it last week. Said I'd get into it. It was different. I'll give it that.
Is it worth the 87?
The 87? Is that what it has on Metacritic? Is it that high?
I thought it was about last week. Well, critics put it really high, and then users put it really low.
But it's very positive also on Steam.
Yeah, people seem to like this game, and I'll give it to them. I mean, it's like $5. You know, they're not asking for a lot, and for that, for $5, I think it's worth the experience. All you're doing in this game is sitting at a computer terminal and accessing clips, video clips.
You have to do that a lot, usually right before bed.
Yeah.
Clip after clip.
A whole different sort of clips.
Oh, though. Okay. So,
yes, so it's a lot like that. Except
she's wearing clothes, and it's...
Yeah. Right. Well, there's been a murder, and you have... And this murder took place back in the 90s, so you're going through this old computer terminal, and you have to type in search terms to bring up various clips, and you piece the story together through all these videos. There's like 270 of them. Some of them are like 3 seconds long. Some of them are 30, 40 seconds
long. How's the actress?
She's good. They do a good job. Good. Like, it's well
acted. She's the only person,
only
right?
person that you see in the entire thing. Only
and no other voices? Anybody asking the questions?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It is.
Is there actually a game in this?
Well, it is a game. You got to solve the mystery, right?
The game is just... Yeah, getting information, figuring out what happened. And you do that. It's a great example of like a non-linear narrative because you're getting these things. You type in the first search term they give you is murder. And all these, it only shows you five at a time. So you get these search results. You watch each video. And then you take something that they may have mentioned in one of those videos. You search for that. And then you find more pieces to the story. But it's all disjointed. And it's in a different way.
I'm going
to
guess that she's the murderer because she looks like a crazy bitch.
I mean, obviously, that would be my initial guess. But there's a lot more to it than that.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that kind of pop up in this game, and I can't talk about any of it because it would just be spoiling it.
But right. She's on her second cup of coffee.
She comes in multiple times. Like, this takes place, all the interviews take place over several months. But what's interesting about this is you can go to the installation directory of this game and all the videos are there and you can just watch them straight through if you just want the story. You can even go on YouTube and do that, obviously. But if you wanted
why would you do that?
If you just wanted to see what it was about instead of actually playing through the game. I mean, I've spent about
five... go to YouTube and...
How long did you take to go through the whole game?
Did you beat the game? Beat.
I don't know what you would consider beating the game. Watching every single clip or...
Oh, there's not like...
Solving the mystery, right? Solving the murder.
It's not about solving the mystery, really. Because even when you think... It's not even about... I can't talk about it. Spoiler territory. It is not what you think.
Then that's bullshit. It is not what you think.
Is there a conclusion? Can you get to the end of the game?
It is a story. There's lots of information. There's lots of parts of
there's
the information.
No,
how much of that
conclusive
information you want to discover, how...
Oh, bullshit then. Go fuck itself.
Yeah.
I need to beat the game.
Or I want an answer. Option.
Yeah.
See, you guys are stuck in this mindset that a game has to be this. It has to be A, B,
more
C,
like Herbori.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I like about this game. It defies convention. And it does something
that's
different.
The worst
so I'll give it to it.
Pun I've ever heard.
Yeah. That's, I was just going to go right past it and not even acknowledge it, but here we are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll give it to it. It's very different. And, yeah, go. I don't know. You could. It wouldn't be the same thing because when you discover something for yourself through this, it's a little more rewarding than if you were just to go to YouTube and get the whole thing.
No, what would be rewarding would be the answer.
If you can apply that knowledge and get an answer, that would be rewarding.
You know what I'll say this is like? Lost. Remember that show, Lost?
Yeah, I was going to just say that. It's like the season one of Lost without a final thing.
Well, like, no. There are answers in there, but you really have to look. And it's
does
not
it come
the,
to a conclusion?
It may not be the answers that you're looking for.
You can't take the knowledge that you gained and apply it anywhere. That's what you're saying.
I'm getting mad at this game.
Yeah.
I haven't even
I'm
played
so
the game.
Mad.
You guys are very upset,
I don't know.
Apparently. But I don't know. Play it off my account and see what you think.
All right, I will.
Because I started playing it, and I thought, okay, I got to solve the crime. And then things got a little different. My priorities changed. I was like, oh, wait a minute. That's, you know, maybe that's not the answer I'm looking for.
I'm not going to play there, sure.
Yeah. So I don't know.
How long is it to go through?
I spent five hours playing this game. I have watched about 55-60% of the clips.
Okay.
So
are you done?
I mean, if that's all that I want to figure out, yeah. If I want to keep going and see more parts of the story and know more about this.
Do you feel like doing that?
When you're at this computer terminal, there's a part where a little chat message program pops up and a guy says, well, are you satisfied? Do you have the answers you were looking for? And you can type yes or no. If you type yes, the credits roll. If you type no, you can keep going. So
this sounds like an interactive movie, not a game.
Yeah.
Like
it is. Well, that's basically what it is. But it's a really interesting way to roll out the story, though. I mean, it's different.
Sure.
That's
okay.
True. That's true.
I think you need to play it and form your own opinion about it. I'm mixed on this. I would not give it an 87. I wouldn't say it's like amazing, but it is different. And I like different stuff. I like to see new things rather than play the same old thing over and over again like Mad Max.
I can appreciate. All right, what else did we play?
That was confusing. Otherland, which we called Otherworld last week. So
I gotta go pee again.
This is number three, four? Yeah, I can't even keep track.
I've been drinking a lot.
We need to just have a pee bucket down here.
I need a catheter.
So, yeah. Otherland is an MMO based on a world that is a series of books, I believe, that this world is based around. So if you know the world, you'll probably be more interested in the game.
This is an MMO and they're charging $20. Is there a
There's no subscription that I'm aware of. It's still early access, so I don't know if maybe once the full game comes out if there's a subscription, but I didn't have to pay. I didn't have to put my credit card information or anything like that. It's $20 or whatever. It's very... It's not good. Let's just get it out of the way. It's not good. If you're into like the cyber world sort of stuff, it's an interesting world. So you're in this like basic. You're basically in a game similar to like what's that anime like Dot Hack or something slash Dot Slash whatever. You're in this world, and you can kind of be your character. And they'll go to different kind of environments. One's a fantasy kind of environment. One's a feudal Japan. There's like a high-tech cyber land. So they've got all these kind of different worlds. And you can kind of go into all of them. But it's got a computer theme throughout all of them. Your spells and abilities have computer kind of effects and all.
So you're basically in the holodeck on the starship.
Yeah.
I was going to say the Matrix.
Yeah. But the thing is, the gameplay is not fun. There's only four classes you can play. They don't explain things.
Are they branching?
No, not that I've found.
Well, how far did you get, though?
I got to level 10.
Yeah.
How long did it take
you
to get to level 10? What's even the level cap on that game?
I have no idea what the level cap is. I've put in several hours. It's not like I just picked up and played for an hour. I was playing this for a while. And It's very MMO-like.
Looks cool.
It looks interesting. I was running into bugs, and it's early access still, so I'm running into bugs and all. If you're really into the cyber world, kind of cyberspace sort of thing, you might be interested in it. If you're really fixing for an MMO, I still wouldn't recommend this. There's about eight other there's about eight other MMOs that I'd be more interested in playing than this one.
Including Knights of the Old Republic, did you say?
You mean the
MMO.
The Old Republic. Not Knights.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. Guild Wars 2, that's coming out soon. I'm excited to play that one. I'd rather play that.
You mean their expansion pack?
Yeah.
Are you going to buy it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad somebody's going to speak on that. I think it's out.
No, it's coming. I just ran through the list here a couple of segments ago.
Okay.
I might play this a little bit more to see if there's anything else, but I really have no interest in playing this.
When he says I'm definitely going to play this next week, that means no. So if I might play this next week, good luck.
Forget about it.
Never again. It seems like the last MMO that you did like was Secret World.
Yeah, it's true. Secret World, I'd much rather play Secret World than this one.
Yeah.
It felt, everything felt sluggish in this. Like, half the weapons that you fire, so you hold left click to do the main attack. Almost all of the attacks, you can't move while doing them. It's just, it feels very dated. I don't know.
That sounds almost like a console type
thing. It just didn't feel, it's all about feel for, like, that kind of game. And this game just didn't have the feel that I liked at all.
For sure. I do not recognize the developer on that. Drago Entertainment?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what
That's the guy in Rocky IV, right?
Yeah.
After he got his ass beat,
he went on to develop
computer. I think there's is there anything else we got on our
streaming?
Oh, that's Lids Lovers.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Oh, yep. Okay.
That's it for Highlights and Lovers.
Way to bring it home there, Bobby.
Yeah.
Next week, what's going on next week for you guys?
I don't know, really. Let's see. Anybody got anything to fill some space while I think?
No.
Nobody knows what they're going to play next week.
No, I'm going to be... I always forget that I buy games and then I mean to play them.
All my money buying games and then forget about it.
Yeah. So I might be playing Apotheon. Have you guys seen that game?
Uh-huh.
It's like it reminds me of Guacamelee, but with like a, I don't know, a Greek or a Roman thing.
Didn't you play that one already?
No.
Rise.
What was the one that you...
Rise of...
Son of Rome.
Right? Rise, Son of Rome. No, Apotheon has a really interesting art style to it. And that's what drew me to it initially.
Yeah, that looks like the one where you roll the ball.
Oh, Rock of Ages?
Rock of Ages.
Yeah. It looks like the animation.
The animation in the game.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, I stumbled on that.
It looked really cool.
Yeah. So I might
buy that so I can play it.
It's in my library, I believe.
Oh, nice.
So that and obviously more Heroes of the Storm going to be happening.
Man, that guy looks mighty.
I kind of want to play Arkham Knight here.
It's good to go from what I've heard, but...
Can I play it off your account?
It's not my account. It's Team Tom's account, I think.
I feel like I'm just kind of killing time until Star Wars comes out.
So, at work, I've had a couple buddies talking about Metal Gear Solid 5, how they can't put it down, how they're having so much fun, how it's an amazing game. I really have to play that, so I'm going to
sit down. Also attest that two people have told me that they played Mad Max after playing that, and they're like, it is more fun, like, minute for minute, than the other one.
Well, Metal Gear Solid 5, there's a lot of build-up in that game. Like, you spend the first hour and a half just going through a cutscene, basically.
Although, Sam watched it just on YouTube, just that hour and a half cutscene, or it was like 20 minutes when it's shimmy down, and she enjoyed it just as a movie. Yeah, like a movie. Yeah, it was, like I said, it was blockbuster level. Like,
so that's the game I'm going to get into next week is Metal Gear Solid. I'm going to try it out.
I don't know if I want to play it. I don't like stealth.
That's true. You are a bull in a china shop kind of guy. Cool. You already mentioned your Twitter contest winner.
I did not.
No, we did not.
I haven't sent it over to him. Salufo won the review contest last week. And this week, it's going to Pedro...
Lozano.
And so, I'll be sending you the code on Twitter. Congratulations to you. Guys, money's coming out of our ears over here. So
in very small increments.
Yeah, very small increments. Take, you know, find out where we're at, what we're doing, what you're interested in. Either it's iTunes, or either it's the podcast, or the Steam group, or the Twitter. We're everywhere. Hit us up, and you'll be rewarded by free content and tits and ass and... Okay, yep. Maybe not.
Yep.
Maybe not. But maybe not. But generally, it's going to be a good time. And...
Bob, you want to give the breakdown?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I like
every week.
I like every hearing week. It.
All we got to mention is the website.
DLGaming.com.
All right.
Somebody else can do it sometime.
No, I like Bobby. I like you to do it. Do it.
Well, at the beginning, it was like, hey, you can do this, this, and this, and this, and we're going to be here, 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 and here. Now it's just like it's all right here.
Yeah. DLGaming.net, that is the website. Get to our Twitter, YouTube, Twitch. Emilio, you're still streaming on Twitch pretty regularly.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. to
Pacific.
At least noon PST every day but Sunday and Monday.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. And speaking for Chad, Bobby, Anna, Sam, and Emilio, motherfucking titties!